Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A biology professor was fired because he was presenting biological facts. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Matt, you know, when we were going to school, this wouldn't have been an issue. When you went to biology, you learned the facts and you received that and went about your way. But nowadays, it seems to be becoming an issue. And with this professor, Dr. Johnson Varkey, he had taught at St. Philip's College in San Antonio, Texas for 20 years, when he suddenly got fired for teaching the truth about biology.
Now, he's a biology professor, right? And he's teaching biology. And he's been doing this for 20 years, and he's had no problem with biological facts. And one of the biological facts was that your sex is determined by your chromosome XX and XY, determines whether you're male or female.
Which is not negotiable.
It doesn't seem to be controversial to me.
Yes.
He also said that biologically, life begins at conception. Well, those two comments ultimately caused complaints by a couple of students who walked out of his lecture. He had never had anybody walk out when he's talking about the fact that human sex is determined by X and Y chromosomes. Pretty non-controversial, if you ask me.
But they seem to have gotten triggered about what he had to say.
They didn't like the fact that sex is determined biologically by your chromosomes. And so consequently, they walked out and they filed a complaint against this 20-year professor at this university, this college here. And then he ultimately was terminated, and he was terminated because of this issue that he presented in class, that the students were offended. After 20 years now, he's teaching the same thing over and over.
The truth.
And whether you teach for 20 or 60 or 100 years, it's the same thing. Biology is biology, and X and Y make a difference in your chromosomes. And so he's just talking about biological facts, and consequently, he gets terminated. Well, good for this professor. He filed a charge of discrimination with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against the college, and the college has now agreed to settle the case and reinstate Dr. Varkey, and he will be expected back in the classroom next September, where he'll continue to teach the biological facts of X and Y chromosomes.
Yeah, in fact, his termination letter said there have been complaints about preaching discriminating against LGBT students. And so you can see these students decided to walk out when they were faced with the facts. And this is just an example of these cultural trends on these issues now. You know, they're encouraging students to no longer seek the truth, especially about biology, and instead go with how you feel or, you know, what you see on social media instead of listening to your professor who is teaching you the truth.
Well, the fact that, you know, you're in biology class and you don't want to accept the fact of X and XY chromosomes determining whether you're male or female, how can you really be serious about science and biology? That is what it is, and XX and XY determine whether you're male or female. That is non-controversial. That is not disputed. That would be affirmed by any scientific research or textbook or objective professor. It doesn't need to be very much objective. But the fact that the school took the side of students who said, well, they're being discriminated against as LGBTQ students.
And accusing him of religious preaching.
Yeah, religious
preaching. I mean, it's biology,
this
for Pete's sake.
Biology, you know? For him to say that your human sex is determined by X and Y chromosomes. Wow. You know, I've got news for you. It's not determined by whatever you think. It's not, I think, therefore I am. Remember that, you know, philosophical statement. Mm-hmm. I think, therefore I am. Just because you think you are something doesn't mean that you are something. And this absurdity of the fact that you can change your gender like you can your hair color or your clothes, and you can have the opposite gender or the opposite sex. You can be male or female. You can be a combination of male and female. Or you can even be none. I don't know how you become neither male nor female or a combination of male and female. But there's all these different so-called variants that they've invented. It's Orwellian. The problem, however, is you would just blow this off as just nonsense, you know, insanity. But when people get targeted because of their scientific and certainly biblical beliefs that coincide with science, like this professor, then it becomes a real problem when that kind of false ideology gets implanted in law or policy. And it gets implanted in law or policy, for example, when we talk about forced use of pronouns, where professors, teachers, staff members in schools, by many schools across the country, are being told that they have to use the pronoun of that student's choice. And that's a lie when they know, for example, that that pronoun doesn't fit their gender, or when they make up a pronoun that doesn't even exist, like Z, Z-E.
And these are teachers. They're not going to be misleading children. They're going to be teaching the truth. And this biology professor happens to be a Christian, and he believes in that as well. But he knows that God created two genders, male and female. Just look at the biology. That's the way it is. That's the fact. No matter what you want to say, you can't refute that.
Well, and the other thing I think is interesting is not only that by simply stating scientific biological facts, they're now complaining that that's not science, that that's religion, that that's his religious views. Well, you know, his religious views may coincide with that, but this is biological facts. This is part of our DNA.
I mean,
this is part of modern discovery of what the DNA structure is and the XX and XY chromosomes and the whole DNA discoveries that we have discovered over the last decades.
You know, Matt, this professor, Dr. Varkey, is a great example of someone who stood for the truth. He didn't cower. He didn't say, okay, well, I'll just hang my head and go leave. He stood for what he believed. He filed a charge of discrimination. And this is what it takes nowadays. You know, it's the Kim Davis, it's the baker, it's the photographer, all those who are standing for the truth, the web designer who won at the Supreme Court recently. It's all these people who stand for the truth against this evil agenda. That's what it's going to take.
You know, if you're going to stand for truth, you're going to get pushback.
Right.
And it's not comfortable to get pushback. It's not comfortable for this professor. He's been teaching for 20 years. He's teaching the same subject to students year after year after year.
But then you know you're over the target when you get pushback.
But you know, when you get now a termination letter, I mean, he loses his job.
With not really much of an explanation.
Quite a traumatic experience. You can be intimidated into being silent, and you can then literally lose your soul because you want to compromise truth and ultimately adopt something, either a false narrative or not even speak truth. But in this particular case, Dr. Johnson Varkey did the right thing.
And I think, you know, his standing up for truth is a great example to all the students, particularly those who tried to push against him, to all the students that he's going to stand for truth no matter what.
And so I think it's really important, not only when you have situations like this, it's not just about you. It's not just about Dr.
Not at all.
It's not just about Kim Davis, or not just about Sandra Merritt with regards to the undercover videos of Planned Parenthood. It's about not only their situation, certainly those are the facts of the case, but the impact of what they're doing, the stand that they take, impacts many others. And take, for example, the 9-0 decision that we won at the U.S. Supreme Court. Hal Shurtleff. Hal Shurtleff wasn't looking for controversy. He went to the city of Boston in 2015, 2017, that time frame, and he wanted to have an event that would honor and recognize the Christian history of the different founders of our country, our Constitution, for Constitution Day that's celebrated nationally. And he got pushback. He could have walked away. He could have compromised. He could have called the flag something else besides a Christian flag. He could have lied.
He could have walked away. We could have walked away after four losses at the lower court.
Yeah, we lost.
We could have walked away.
Yeah, we lost twice in the lower district court.
And he didn't.
Lost twice at the Court of Appeals. He didn't give up. We didn't give up. We went to the U.S. Supreme Court. We won 9-0. And that case continues to have a ripple effect. So It's those people that stand up for what's truth and for Judeo-Christian values and what's right that ultimately change human history and make a difference. And Dr. Varkey is certainly one of those kinds of examples. So stand true to truth and to biblical principles. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.